Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers, it's time for another edition of The Trust Project. This month, we're talking about how to trust God with our friendships. Whether it's having enough friends for ourselves and our kids, a problem in a friendship, or concern for a friend's health or salvation, God can be trusted with it all. Before we dive into that, I encourage you to join me in the Organized Homeschool Life group on Facebook. Women are using the 5-minute missions for accountability, and it's exciting. Find the link for the group in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/trustfriends. This episode of the podcast is sponsored by the Organized Homeschool Life. Focus on what's most important and achieve homeschool sanity 15 minutes at a time. Find the link to it in the show notes or on Amazon. As we begin discussing how to trust God with our friendships, let's check in on last month's topic. How did it go with trusting God with your parents? As usual, I faced a challenge with it. But God has proven himself trustworthy, not just in general, but with my parents specifically. I can trust him to finish the work he has begun. Now, what are the benefits of trusting God with our friendships? One unique benefit is an increased likelihood of recognizing the new friends God has for us. Another benefit is peace and joy and good health as we believe the Lord will work all things together for our good and our friends' good. What will we stop doing if we trust God with our friends? We'll stop worrying about having enough friends, for sure. And we may stop keeping to ourselves, suffering loneliness or difficult relationships in silence. Instead, we may start reaching out to new people, taking risks, and putting space in unhealthy relationships. We'll know we're trusting God with our friendships if we pray more than we worry, and we recognize God's activity in our friendships. Let's work through the TRUST acronym when it comes to friendships. T is for truth. Our scripture to meditate on is Proverbs 18:24. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Have you ever had unreliable friends? Boy, I have. I have been so hurt and disappointed, but I have a friend who is always reliable, and so do you. Jesus is our friend who always says and does the right thing at the right time. Our scriptural account is from Mark chapter 2. Jesus heals a paralyzed man when his friends lower him through the roof. The scripture says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." I am not going to argue that our faith can save our friends, but I am going to say that our faith is effective. Do you have unbelieving friends, as I do? Know that Jesus hears your prayers and sees your faith on their behalf. This month, when you have thoughts that lead you to distrust God with your friendships, write them down. Then respond to them with truth. If you think, "I'll never make new friends at my church, in this small town, or as a homeschooler," refute that with truth. God gave David a very unlikely friend in Jonathan, didn't he? The R in trust is for remember. Remember God's faithfulness in this area in the past. Do I have some remembrances to share with you? I had a new homeschooling friend who had a heart attack and was in critical condition shortly after we became acquainted. 2 surgeries and several years of great friendship later, I learned that she had had another heart attack. The doctors saw no hope for her. I was mourning her when I believed the Lord rebuked me for this and encouraged me to ask for a miracle. I asked friends and family on Facebook to pray, knowing there was a good chance that prayer wouldn't be answered. When soon afterward I saw her wake up and recognize me, I had joy like I had never had before. In the meantime, I heard from an acquaintance who was not a believer. She knew our friend was in the hospital and things weren't good. She said she would pray, but I assumed that she meant something other than praying to the God. Soon after our friend was in recovery, she called me and told me that while she wasn't looking for Jesus, Jesus came looking for her. She had received Christ as her Savior. I honestly didn't believe that God would change someone like her. But God is still in the heart surgery business. She is one of my dearest friends in Christ. The U in trust is for understanding. Often God gives us wisdom, and it's up to us to act on it. I'll give you a current example. I have been a member of a new church for 2 years and have yet to form a new friendship there. I can keep praying for friends, but I know that the best way to make friends is to attend a small group Bible study, something I haven't been doing consistently. That's my plan going forward. A number of years ago, I was a part of a small group that God was calling me to leave. I didn't want to leave it and risk losing friendships, even though some of them were difficult relationships. So I didn't. The consequences of that choice were painful and still are to this day. What understanding has God given you for friendships that you haven't acted upon? The S in trust is for supplication. This is where we pray after meditating on God's truth, remembering His faithfulness, and acting on the understanding He's already given. 4 years ago, I was lonely. Many of my homeschooling friends had moved on. I prayed for friendships, and I asked a family member to pray as well. The answer came in an unexpected way. I started a Facebook group, then called Homeschool Scopes. Using live video, many of us made dozens of close homeschooling friends. I have met many of these women in person since then, and I continue to talk to some of them daily. If you're a homeschooling mom, join us in the Homeschool Sanity Circle on Facebook. But more importantly, pray about your friendships and your family's friendships. The T in trust is for thanksgiving. Thank God for the way He's worked in your friendships in the past. I have experienced distance in friendships that at first I grieved, but now I'm thankful for. I see God's protection and grace in these changes. Thank God for your current friendships and thank Him that He will continue to provide you and your family with the friendships you need. I am thankful for the friendships I have made through my Psycho with Six blog and this podcast. It's such a blessing to hear from you, to get to know you better, and to have your prayers on my behalf. Please feel free to email me at psychowith6, that's the number 6, psychowith6@gmail.com, anytime. You can find the show notes for this episode at homeschoolsanity.com/trustfriends. Join me next week as we discuss how and why to teach guitar in your homeschool. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.